the Lord, for this is right.
Right.
Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. Lord, I thank you for the day. Lord, I thank you for your blessings. Lord, I thank you for tender hearts. Lord, I thank you for tears.
Yeah.
Lord, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing here at New Hope. And I thank you for the people. And Lord, I thank you for being so good to me and my family. Lord, I thank you for mothers. I thank you for godly mothers. And Lord, you bless New Hope with a lot of them. And Lord, I thank you for that. And Lord, I just pray this morning that you would help us as we quickly look at your word this morning. Help us to, Lord, see something. Help speak to somebody's heart, Lord, like only you can. Lord, help me as I preach. Help me to rightly divide the word. Help me to say no more and no less. Lord, most of all, would you get all the praise and honor and glory this morning out of everything that's said and done. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. As we look at Ephesians chapter number 6, verses 1 and 3, I want to think about the title of honoring mom. Mm-hmm. Honoring mom, mm-hmm. Or mum. Is it mum? Would mum be? Mum, or honoring mom, okay? Depending on where you're from, all right? But honoring mom. Now, I realized that in verse number 2 there that it says honor thy father and thy mother, and that is true. We need to do that both, but it is Mother's Day, okay? But when we do that, keep in mind honor father and mother, and the word it's talking to the children here. Now verse number 1, it says obviously children. Now, everybody in here is one of two things. You were a child at one time. Everybody, you were a child at one time, and everybody in here had a mom. Your children, and he says, "Children." Now, Paul here, he's talking about your wealth and your walk in Christ, and he's talking about walking worthy. Now, he's talking about how you should be living, and he talked in verse number 5 about the family and being submissive, and husband being the wife being submissive to the husband, and all that. And we don't have time to get into all that, but then he shifts from the husband and wife relationship, and he goes to chapter number 6, the initial part of it here, and he says, Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Now, when it says to honor there, that word honor there means to esteem. It means to fix a value to. But if you really look at the definition of that word honor there, the word honor means to accurately and honestly evaluate with respect, kindness, and obedience.
Right.
Now it doesn't say you need to, you know, like your father and mother. Now I surely do hope that you like your father and your mother. Now, and that's a problem in today's day and age, is that kids don't like their mom and dads, and they haven't had enough of the Board of Education put on the seat of learning, and they don't like all that. But you can look at it this way. Honor. I honor the office of the President of the United States. I honor it. But now that word honor means to accurately and honestly evaluate with kindness, respect, and obedience. I honor it. But that means when I evaluate it there honestly, that I'm not always for it. But I'll honor it. And that's it. You're honoring the office. You're honoring the office there. But Acts 5:29 says you ought to obey God rather than man. And so you can honor the office, but when it goes against God, that's where you got to draw the line and say, I can't go with that. But when we think about that, we need to honor our fathers and our mothers, honoring mom. Now, by doing that, you need to, with kindness, respect, and obedience, that means you kindly evaluate. You got to be truthful. You got to be honest about it. But you got to honor the office. You might say, "Well, my mom's no longer around, or my dad's no longer around, so I don't have to worry about it." Well, the Bible doesn't ever say it ends.
That's right.
Honor as always. And we heard some this morning say, thankful for my mom or my mother-in-law that's no longer here anymore. And that's good, because honor never, it never ends. It continues on. Right. And what got my heart thinking about this topic or this thought that I'm trying to convey to you here this morning is earlier in the week, I went shopping for Mother's Day cards. And let me tell you, if you ain't, you need to go to the ATM before you go, because they're expensive, buddy, let me tell you. But anyway, I got some Mother's Day cards, and I was sitting there trying to count up the ones that we always buy for her. And I only had like four or five, and I got to thinking, I'm missing some. But then I got to thinking about the ones that aren't around anymore that we used to get them for. I got to thinking about my mamaw, Marvina. I used to get her one. I had to, or I'd get in trouble. We used to get her one. I used to get Amanda's grandma in Illinois. We used to send her one. I used to send my Aunt Wilma one, a Mother's Day card. And I got to thinking, there's some that's no longer here anymore. Just because they're not here anymore don't mean that you don't honor them.
Right.
And I got to thinking about that, to evaluate honestly, and to accurately and honestly evaluate with respect, kindness, and obedience. And I got to thinking about that part about obedience. Mm-hmm. Now, if your mom, if your grandmother, if the woman you look up to is your mother, if they're still here, hallelujah. And you ought not to let the day go by without hugging their neck and saying, I thank you for all you've done for me growing up when I didn't even know what I was doing, but yet you took care of me.
Right.
But what really got my heart stirred was this thing about those that aren't around anymore, honoring mom, that part about obedience. And I got to thinking, if they could speak today, what would they tell me?
Okay.
Now, you may have a godly great-grandmother, a mom, a aunt, uncle. You may have somebody that you look up to that was godly. You might even have somebody that's passed away that wasn't godly. They'd still have something to say to you this morning. And I got to thinking about that on Mother's Day. And my grandmother, my aunt, her grandma, some others, Miss Marie, that I looked up to. What would they say today?
Yeah.
If they could tell you something, what would they say today? You say, well, that's the craziest thought I've ever had. Well, I got to thinking about in Hebrews chapter number 12, there, verse number 1. After he'd gone through chapter number 11, talked about all the heroes of faith. And then it said, wherefore? Because of what I've just told you, we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses.
Right.
Now, I don't know what all they know. I don't know. I kind of like to think about it, but I don't know what they know. But I do know that in Luke 16, I do know that there was a rich man.
That's right.
And I do know that there was a beggar named Lazarus. Mm-hmm. And the rich man fared sumptuously, and Lazarus not so much. The Bible says that there came a day when the rich man died and he was carried out and he's buried. But Lazarus died, but he was carried into Abraham's bosom in paradise in the heart of the earth.
Right.
Then it said that the rich man lifted up his eyes in hell. And it talks about some of the things that rich man asked for.
Sure. Yep.
Oh, it talks about how, first of all, he asked for relief.
Yes.
He said, would you just dip your finger in water and cool my tongue, for I'm tormented in this flame. But one thing that really got me was that he not only asked for relief, but he asked for his relatives.
Mm-hmm.
He said, can you send somebody back to preach to my brothers? He's like, if somebody was to go preach to them, I know they would hear. I know they would. I really know they would. Now that tells me that he knew some things. He had some regret about some things.
Yep.
And if he could do some things different, he would.
Yep.
And he wanted Abraham to send somebody back to talk to his relatives.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to thinking about that.
And I thought, all these people, my grandma, my aunt, if they could tell me one thing today, mm-hmm. what would they tell me? Yeah. Well, I thought about three things quickly. I thought, first of all, that they would tell me, first of all, they would say, I don't even know where here I am. They would say, first of all, son, you keep seeking the Lord with all you've got.
I see it.
You keep seeking the Lord.
Yep.
You keep on. Don't you stop.
Nope.
I believe they'd tell you.
That's right.
You say, well, my grandmother, she was an ungodly woman. Hey, she would tell you the same thing right now. They've got more insight than what they've ever got. They would tell you, go after God. Don't you seek after Him with all you've got. That's don't
right.
you give up.
That's right.
Don't you worry about things in this world.
That's right.
Don't you worry about that overtime. Don't you worry about all those hobbies
That's right.
and things.
That's right.
Son, don't you do it. You seek after the Lord.
Yeah.
I believe they'd tell you that.
True.
I believe they would. Isaiah 55:6 said, seek the Lord while He may be found.
Right.
Call ye upon Him while He's near.
That's right.
I believe they'd say things of this world that I thought mattered.
Yep.
When I close my eyes in death, they don't matter anymore.
Don't matter anymore.
I wished I'd spent more time
yep.
seeking after Him.
Yep.
I wished I'd spent more time in the Bible.
Yep.
None of them would say I spent too much time in the Bible.
Sir. No, sir.
They never say that.
No.
Honoring Mom, what would they tell you this morning? They'd say, seek the Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
What would they tell you? I got a whole lot of verses here. They would also tell you, not only seek the Lord, but they would say, submit to the Lord.
Right.
They would say, seek after Him, follow Him, do everything you can to get to Him. But when you get to Him, submit to Him.
Yeah.
Don't harden your neck and don't stiffen your neck and don't get hard-hearted.
That's right.
Submit to Him.
Yep.
And now that's a work that the Holy Spirit has to do in you. But as He enlightens the mind and as He loosens the will,
yep.
submit to Him.
That's it.
They tell you,
mm-hmm.
that godly mom, godly grandmother,
mm.
or that ungodly mom, that ungodly grandmother, they tell you,
that's right.
seek after Him.
That's true.
They'd say, the world may call it sacrificing. They may say, oh, you mean you got to go to church 3 days a week? You mean you got to give your first 10% to the Lord? Oh, you've got to dress like that? You've got to talk like that? And you can't listen to Waylon Willie and the boys no more? They would tell you, whatever it costs, do it. Seek after the Lord. They tell you that.
That's exactly right.
They got more insight than what they've ever got.
Every one of them.
Honoring Mom, they tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
They would say, seek the Lord.
Yeah.
They would say, submit to the Lord. But then they would also, I believe, tell you, serve the Lord.
Yep.
Serve the Lord.
Yeah.
Now, I ain't talking about everybody being preachers. If the Lord's talking to you about being a preacher, hallelujah, the laborers are few.
That's right.
But then I ain't talking about Miss Judy down the road either. I'm talking about a man. But anyway, if serve the Lord, they would tell you. Serving the Lord doesn't have to be a preacher.
Nope.
Little Duncan, he got me water last week during the meeting. Had 28, I think, messages, 24, something like that. He served the Lord 24 times. He got 24 things of water. Cutting the grass, cleaning the church, or stripping sheets off the beds downstairs, cooking for the men of God, whatever, that's serving the Lord. They would say, hey, whatever you do, it ain't in vain. Serve the Lord. Whatever you can do, find a place and get in there and do it.
Amen. Yes, sir.
They would tell you that.
Yes, sir.
They would tell you. I promise you. They've got more insight now than what they've ever got.
Oh, yeah.
They would tell you that. You should say, well, I still think you're crazy. Well, I thought about another thing. It just now hit me about there in Revelation. I think it's chapter number 6, talking about the martyrs under the souls under the altar there, and they're talking to the Lord, and they said, how long, Lord? They know that there's persecution going on. They know some things.
Right.
I'm telling you, they could come back and they could tell you something this morning,
that's true.
They'd say, seek the Lord.
Yep.
There ain't nothing more important in this world than seeking the Lord. They would say, submit to the Lord.
Yeah.
When you get to His feet, cry out for mercy.
That's right.
Don't be rebellious. Don't ask questions. Just submit to Him. Yeah. Say, yes, Lord. And then they'd say, serve the Lord. Mm. Serve the Lord. In whatever capacity that is.
Yeah.
He'd say, serve. They'd say, serve the Lord. Sometimes I get to thinking about some of those that are gone on.
Yeah.
And I get to thinking about what they would say. And I the more I think about it, the more I realize that the things of this earth don't matter anymore.
No, sir.
Now you gotta work, you gotta provide for your family. But when you close your eyes in death and when you hug that deathbed pillow, it ain't gonna matter how much money you got in the bank account. It ain't gonna matter how many square foot your house is. It don't matter how many cars you got in the driveway.
That's right.
There's only gonna be one thing that you can take with you to heaven, and that's your family.
Yep.
I believe that any of your family, even if they were ungodly, they know more now than what they'd ever know.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd say, hey, don't do what I did.
That's it.
I thought they tell you I might have had some wrong ideas about God.
Mm-hmm.
But don't do what I did.
That's true.
They'd say, seek the Lord.
Yeah.
Give it all you got. Go after it. Not works for salvation, but you're gonna have to strive to get past some of the obstacles that the devil puts in your path.
Exactly.
About the time for church, something will happen in the house. The goat will run away. Dog will run away. Water will overflow. Just anything will happen to keep you out of church.
Mm-hmm.
Family will come over about the right time.
Oh, Lord.
Yep. They'd say, hey, that stuff don't matter anymore.
Right.
Don't let it stop you.
Right.
Seek the Lord.
Yep.
Submit to the Lord.
Yep.
And serve the Lord.
Yeah.
I got to thinking about, I got to close it up. I got to thinking about also, they would say, seek the Lord. This is something that I thought about also while I was sitting there during Sunday school. And it starts with an S, but it may not make sense. Seek the Lord, submit to the Lord, serve the Lord. And then I would say that they would say, so do all that so one day we can shout with the Lord.
That's true.
I remember one of the last songs I ever heard Brother Tim preach, or songs he already heard him sung, was at his church. I saw it on a video, but he was singing that song that he always sung, please go with me to heaven. He sung it here a couple of times, but he sang it to the people at his church. Please go with. What he was saying was, is that when he looks around up there shouting in glory, he wants to see you over there with him too. And I believe that if you had a godly mother, a godly grandmother, a godly great-grandmother, a godly father, godly whatever you want, honor your father and your mother. If they were godly and they're up there shouting, they'd want you to stand beside them one day.
That's right.
They'd want to look around and see you there. They wouldn't want to look around and see an empty spot.
Oh, no.
And
no.
Say, where,
no.
Where are they at?
Lord, help.
I thought they'd be here.
Yeah.
When I left them on earth, they were in church. They were faithful to church. But when I left, now for something must have happened, they're not here no more. I believe they'd say, seek the Lord.
Yep.
Submit to the Lord. Serve the Lord. So one day we can both shout to the Lord. In Revelation, they said they stood around the throne saying, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive honor and glory and praise forever and ever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
They'd want you standing right there beside them.
Sir.
They'd want you standing.
Yes,
I'll close. I got to thinking. Third John, verse number 4. It says this, it says, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth.
That's true. How true.
I don't know what they know in heaven.
Lord help.
But I'd like to think that somehow, some way, that maybe God the Father would
lead over.
Yep. Bless him, Lord.
They would just lead over and tell my Aunt Wilma, hey, he's walking in truth.
Amen. Amen.
Hey, Marvita, he's walking in truth.
Yeah.
Hey, Bree, your children, it ain't easy.
Nope.
But they're walking in truth.
That's good. That's good.
And I believe that would bring them. That brings some joy.
Right.
To know that their children,
yeah,
grandchildren, nieces, nephews are walking in truth.
I just
I've been thinking about that all week.
Yeah.
For honoring Mom. If they could say one thing to you, what would it be? I believe they would say, seek the Lord. I believe they would say, submit to the Lord.
Yeah.
I believe they would say, serve the Lord.
Yep.
So that one day we can stand around the throne and shout to the Lord.
That's good.
Honoring Mom.
Yep.
To evaluate, to honor, to accurately and honestly evaluate with respect, kindness, and
good
obedience.
Good.
I believe they got more insight than what they've ever had before.
I guarantee.
And I believe they tell you, this thing's serious.
That's right.
You need to get to God. You need to listen to His voice.
Right.
When He speaks to you, go as far as you can.
Amen.
I believe they would say that to us,
amen,
this morning. Honoring Mom.
Amen.
Lord, I thank You for the day. Lord, I hope it wasn't, Lord, too choppy. Lord, I was skipping around in my notes. Lord, I just wanted to get the thought out there to them. But Lord, I believe our loved ones that have already gone on, Lord, whether they're godly, ungodly, they got to God, they didn't get to God, I believe they've got more insight now than what they've ever got. And I believe they would tell us some things.
Right.
I believe they would tell us that it's time to get serious about seeking and getting to God. And although that seeking doesn't save you, but you're going to have to put forth some effort to get over the ground the obstacles that the devil's going to throw in our paths.
Right.
Lord, He ain't going to let anybody go easy.
No.
So, Lord, help us to seek You.
Yeah. Yeah.
Help us, Lord, to submit to You. Help us, Lord, to serve You so that one day we can be around that throne and shout to You.
Mm. Yeah.
Lord, I thank You for godly influences.
Mm-hmm.
I thank You for godly moms, Lord, and that includes mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, praying aunts, and that includes all, Lord, any godly female example. Lord, I thank You for them. I thank You for the godly mothers here at New Hope Baptist Church. Lord, it ain't easy, and I know that. And Lord, help them to realize that although it may be a struggle, the day-to-day struggle and getting looked down on and scorn of the world, that all that's just temporary. But one of these days,
yeah,
as the song said, when they walk through, Lord, the pearly gates and they get to have their family with them, they'll look back and they'll say, it was worth it all. It was worth it all. It pales in comparison to what I had to go through on this earth. So, Lord, help us now to seek You like we should. Help us to serve You like we should, to submit to You like we should. Lord, just help us. Lord, we just need an old-fashioned move of the Holy Ghost. We just need You to move in on us, Lord, and save souls. Lord, lives are hanging in the balance. Lord, we need You. We desperately need You. All is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. Lord, I pray that You'd speak to somebody and help us today. Lord, go with us now in Jesus' name. As she plays a couple of